Let's greet Brother Jerry Dillon from Madison, Mississippi, and the Lord tonight in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Brother Holland. Put your hands together for Jesus, everybody. Come on, let's praise the Lord right now, all over the building. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Are you excited about being in church tonight? Come on, are you excited about feeling the Holy Ghost tonight? Amen. Are you excited about fire covers? Amen. I feel the fire. You got to have the fire. If you're going to have a fire cover, you got to have some fire. Hey, I know where it comes from. It comes from above. Praise God. It comes when people bind themselves together in faith. Come on, where we bind together and agree is going to happen. In Jesus' name, just turn around to somebody and say, I believe it's going to happen this week. Come on, tell somebody, I believe it's going to happen this week. Come on, tell your neighbor, come on, Santa Haya, I believe it's going to happen. Praise God. Oh, I feel the fire burning already. I said, I feel the fire burning already. There's Holy Ghost and fire in this house. Amen. And I know what to do. It'll burn the devil out of here. It'll burn carnality out of here. I feel revival fire burning. Praise God. Turn and shake somebody's hand and say, I feel that fire. Hallelujah. Look at somebody else and tell them, I know who's in charge. My Lord, my, hey, the devil's not in charge. I know who's in charge. Woo! I said, I know who's in charge. I'm not bewildered, nor am I baffled. I know who's in charge. Amen, Brother Chester. Amen, Brother Brown. Hallelujah. Brother Holland, the fire. Co-sponsors and sponsors, God bless you. I tell you, I feel like anything can happen. But I'm going to tell you what's got to happen first. We've got to shove aside some things before the Holy Ghost can do what it wants to do here. Come on, you got to forget about who you are and where you're from. And I don't go to church here. I may be a visitor here. Hey, take your shoes off. Come on, let's got to break down the barrier right here on the first service. And let the Holy Ghost power of God come down. Now, you're looking at one black-headed, turning gray-headed preacher that's going to preach tonight, but I'm going to tell you right now, it don't really matter if you say amen or me, but we're going to have a time. Somebody is going to have revival tonight. I said somebody's going to have revival tonight. Do you love church? Church. Your attitude about church is going to determine your altitude in the world. I said, hey, what you think about what goes on in here is going to affect what happens out there. Now, you're looking at one preacher that I'm mad at the devil. I'm telling you that if you're having revival, and you're seeing a move of God, you are battling. I just got back from Dayton, Ohio, and preached there after Easter feast. I preached on when the bride wore combat boots. Praise God. Amen. You kind of look past the white veil and all the beauty, you might just kind of notice. She's getting ready, boys. But I have come tonight with a word from the Lord that I feel that we need to declare that God did not place us here by accident. And that we will be the stimulus. If I know anything about the book, if I know anything about end time revival, but the world doesn't care. And the world's not going to have revival. It is the people that I'm preaching to right now that's got to get stirred up about who we are and where we are and where we're going. I'm going to look in the book of 1 Kings chapter 1 and begin reading at verse number 11. 1 Kings chapter 1. Now, I want you to bear with me as I read this. Then I'll look at Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 4. And I do appreciate what I feel. I feel an undercurrent of the Spirit of God that is going to sweep through your heart tonight. 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 11. Wherefore Nathan spake unto Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, saying, Hast thou not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, doth reign, and David, our Lord, knoweth it not? Now therefore come, let me, I pray thee, give thee counsel, that thou mayest save thine own life and the life of thy son Solomon. Go and get thee in unto King David, and say unto him, Didst not thou, my lord, O king, swear unto thine handmaid, saying, Assuredly Solomon thy son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne. Why then doth Adonijah reign? There is one who's usurping authority that has no right to usurp authority. Behold, while thou yet talkest, there with the king, I also will come in after thee and confirm thy words. And Bathsheba went in unto the king in the chamber. And the king was very old. Abishag, the Shunammite, ministered unto the king. And Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance unto the king. And the king said, What wouldest thou? What wouldest thou? There's a stranger on the throne, and there's somebody that's a serpent authority that has no right. Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 4, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. It went on to say that he was the King of kings. I'm going to speak to you this evening, the beginning kickoff message of this fire conference, on who are the kings of this earth. Who are the kings of this earth? And I am praying that the Holy Ghost will crown this place tonight with authority and power. And let the anointing come down and the rightful heir mount the throne. Would you raise your heart to heaven right now? Would you? Come on, let's raise our heart to glory right now. Let's ask the Holy Ghost to touch us. Praise God. Come on, everybody, praise God. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Come on, praise God. Oh, clap your hands to Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord Jesus praise. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on, he's worthy. Oh, God, let your power reign. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. You can be seated. God bless you is our prayer. God created man for relationship. And he created man for rulership. I read in Genesis 1:26 today that God made man after his likeness and said, let him have dominion. God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, or take charge over it. Man was made to relate with God, and man was also made to rule with God. That's why we're referred to as kings and priests. We're priests in relationship, but we're kings in rulership. Because of sin, we lost our relationship and our rulership. But that's what Calvary's all about. That's what this meeting's all about. That's what redemption's all about. To restore the relationship. To bring God and man together. But Calvary was also to bring fallen man back to rulership. Paul said in Romans 5:17, for if by one man offense death reign, if one much more they which receive abundance of grace and the spirit of righteousness shall reign in life. They're going to reign where? They're going to reign where? When I read that, something hit me. Oh God, the Holy Ghost began to talk to my heart. Where are we going to reign? He said we are going to reign in life. In life. He's not talking about the sweet by and by. He's talking about the nasty now and now. He's talking about right now. That something has got to happen to people to get a hold. Amen. The real power of God to place us in the throneship and rulership that the Holy Ghost has called us to live in. Praise God. The living Bible. that we shall be kings of life. Kings of life. In charge of what's happening. Oh, let me tell you. We preach Calvary, restore my relationship. And we sit there like a whipped puppy. We sit there defeated and dejected. Broke, busted, and disgusted. But I'm telling you right now, I do not believe Calvary was a partial redemption. I do not believe Calvary was a partial redemption. We preach about the restoration of my relationship. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, Calvary restored my rulership. It gave me power. It restored my rulership back to God. Hallelujah. That I could have power with Him over every enemy. You listen to me. Revelation 5 and 9. John talked of watching the scroll being opened, which represents the title deed, which was lost to the earth. He said, he heard angels sing a new song. Everybody say a new song. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Well, you believe he's worthy to take the book and open the seals. But thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred. Out of every kindred. Red, yellow, black, and white. No matter where they're from or who they are. Out of every kindred. They have been redeemed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Every people and every nation and has made us to our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. We're going to reign where? We're going to reign right here. And you sit back there and let circumstance and let doubt and let the devil and let every evil thing in the world whip you and destroy your faith. I'm coming against that spirit tonight and tell you one thing. That God wants to restore your rulership and give you power. You listen, our rulership comes from relationship. And you will not have rulership without relationship. I read a story not long ago about a young man. An evil, hideous man came up. He pulled out his gun. In the old West days, he began to shoot around his feet. He said, boy, you like to dance? The old boy out there, he was dancing around. That evil fellow was having a heyday. When all of a sudden he felt cold steel to his neck. Because a young man had a friend. I thank God I got a friend. When all of a sudden he heard a voice said, hey man, you ever kissed a mule? He said, no, but I've always wanted to. Praise God. I'm fixing to preach about Sunday night to make the devil kiss a mule. You hear me? I'm fixing to preach about Sunday night to make the devil kiss a mule. I'm going to preach about Sunday night, hey man, to put him in his place and to give you rulership. Hey, let me tell you, I do not believe it's the will of God for us to be defeated in this life we're living down here. I believe we're supposed to have victory over every spirit of hell that would come against us. Almost exclusively, God is mentioned in the male perspective. The Bible calls him a man of war. It speaks of him as a father, the Abba of creation. It indicates to us that when he got ready to show us what he looked like, he created Adam. He created Adam while Eve was still in Adam. I said Eve was in Adam, amen. While God created Adam, praise God, portraying to us the wholeness and the fullness of the Godhead. That everything he needed, he had within himself. That he was complete, lacking nothing. He did not have to go outside of himself to find a bride. He did not have to go outside of himself to find anything. You know what God's trying to tell us? We don't need the world. We don't need the things of the world. You don't need that stuff out there. Because God has made everything complete in him. In him. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Somebody say hallelujah. For he reached into his divinity and pulled out humanity. He reached into his humanity and pulled out Eve, his bride. As man was created for the glory of God, the woman was created for the glory of the man. So they look one to the other perpetually, extending themselves one to the other. That's why Jesus told Satan, hey, I got a word for you, devil. You have nothing in me. You can't find one thing in me, devil. What?
because I don't need anything else. I don't have to have anything in you. Oh, God, I got to preach to you right now and tell some of you people back there, I don't need the world. I don't need the world. I do not need anything but Him. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Come on. Amen. I'm complete in Him. He's all powerful. He's everything. I'm going to lift Him up. I'm going to preach about Him. I'm going to talk about Him. I'm going to lift Him up high and glorious and powerful. Amen. And sinless. In Revelation 1 and 5, our text, He was called the Prince of the Kings of the Earth. And He had made Bill Clinton and his wife, or his husband Hillary, No. He's made Boris Yeltsin, the Russian Confederacy, kings and priests. No. But we are the kings and priests. He is speaking of a spiritual kingdom. He was called the King of Kings. And if He was the King of Kings, then pray tell, who was He the King of? Now that's where I'm headed. If He was called the King of Kings, then who was He the King of? Where was the other kings at? Somebody through power and redemption got crowned with glory. And He's looking down from heaven and said, I'm looking at kings and priests right here in the terra firma called earth. But no, we sit back there and let the powers of hell defeat us. Somebody, Calvary's power restored us to rulership and the kingship. Amen. And we are to bring the reality of a heavenly kingdom to this earth. That's why we pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done where? Everybody say on earth. As it is, already is in heaven. When we pray Thy kingdom come, we're not praying for a future rapture. We know that's coming. We know the future rapture's coming. When we pray Thy kingdom come, we're not talking about pie in the sky and something down the road. You listen at me now. Amen. We're talking about what's happening right now. I am going to preach and tell you, He is not coming in the clouds until He comes in the earth. And He's not coming after me until He comes in me. No, you didn't hear me. No, you're not listening. And some of you haven't got to church yet. I said, He's not coming after me until He comes in me. And He's not coming in the clouds until He comes in the air. Come on, somebody. Hey, hey, man, that's why He's got to come in us. Woo! He's got to come in us. It's going to happen in our lives. It's going to happen in our hearts. It's going to happen in our soul. Thank God. He ain't coming after me till He comes in me. He's going to come in me, praise God. That's why I preach you can't step there. And scratch your fat belly and look at your watch and say, I wish He'd hurry up. You can't set that patty cake for Jesus and go through the motion. God is changing the tactics of the church. I preached last week when the bride wore combat boots. Woo! She's putting on her combat boots. That's what's happening. She's getting us ready, brother. Hey, amen. We're going on the aggressive now. The devil ain't running us nowhere. It's time to have revival. It's time to lay hold upon what God has promised us. I said He promised revival, and we're going to have revival. He promised you victory, and you can have victory. He promised your family could be saved, and it's time for you to take authority over every doubt and every spirit of hell. What is the kingdom? The kingdom is the realm that God rules. And wherever God rules, the kingdom comes. Now when God takes over this place, brother, the kingdom's fixing to hit this place. That's why 40,000 to 50,000 could get the Holy Ghost in Ethiopia. Go ahead and stay back there and say, I don't believe it happened. It happened, whether you believe it or not. Amen. The kingdom's coming. I said, the kingdom's coming. And when God rules, and wherever God rules, the kingdom comes. Somebody say, hallelujah. The kingdom is ongoing. It's progressive. Everything that was done in redemption was definitely Calvary. Progressing on until it takes in all who allows God to rule until the finality of the consummation of all things in Christ. Oh, God. Have happen. The Lord Jesus is going to wrap this thing up. But He's going to do it, brothers and sisters, when we understand what authority we have. He's not coming back after a weak-kneed church. He's coming back after people that's going to lay hold upon eternal life. Romans 16 and verse 20. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your neighbor's feet. Under whose feet? He's going to soon crush Satan under your feet. I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, my God is going to use you. I don't know so much about stopping the devil, but I do know one thing. God's going to give us authority to put every power of hell under our feet. I said we're going to put every power of hell under our feet. Mark 1:15, the first thing Jesus says, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Who is the kingdom? He was the kingdom personified. He was the realm of rule. Everywhere He went, the kingdom went. When He walked in, the demons, of the very demons, they cried, don't torment us before our time. I'm going to tell you, just this last week, we had a Satan worshiper call. There was a whole group, about 30 of them. 30 of them came from California. They were going to Memphis to a big concert. The guy that bites bat heads off. What's his name? How come you young people know his name? I knew it. Ozzy Osbourne. Osbourne is nothing but a high priest in the Satan church. And he gave thousands of tickets away to get the young people in that rock music concert. This young lady, demon possessed with five devils. How do you know there were five? We cast all five of them out. That's how I know there were five. She said it's our job to get them in that atmosphere because they get caught up in that frenzy. They get caught up in that demonic spirit and they're actually devil possessed right there in the midst of that rock concert.
They are, sir.
We brought her to the church. You talk about friends. And I'm, but when I say this, I know some of you skeptics sitting back there saying, oh, I don't know about that now. Well, if you can be possessed with God, do you think you can be possessed with the devil? Hello? Huh? Oh, no. Pentecost has got so uptown now, we don't believe in that anymore. But it's just as real as it's always been. I tell you what, we don't see much of it because we don't stir the devil up much. You got to stir him up before you go see it. But you mark this preacher down. When you invade the devil's territory and go in a place where there is no church.
Yeah. Tell it.
We had 310 last Sunday before last. 280 this past Sunday. We started with 7 4.5 years ago. But we didn't get there without fighting hell. And those demons, those Satanists came. They were camping in the woods. And they sent her to us. But I'm going to tell you what. They said, we know who you people are. And we're praying against you. Because you're the only ones that cause us problems. We cannot break through in our spirit. Because you bind us. You bind us. Now you're thinking, let me tell you, friends. I believe it's about time for the church to bind the force of hell. We bound would be bound. And whatever we loose would be loosed. And I'm telling you, it's time for us to exercise the authority that we're the King of Kings. That we are the kings of the earth. She named five different spirits cast out. Lust, hate. All these spirits. I could go into some perverted things, but I'm telling you, my God, I could not believe what my ears was hearing. There were not many there, just my outreach director, youth pastor, assistant pastor, and their wives were there praying. But the last spirit spoke. It was a guttural, deep spirit that said, I am Lucifer, and I am a sixth-generation spirit that lives in her, and I will not come out. But let me tell you, friend, I'm thankful for what happened. I'm thankful. You're thankful for the devil coming? I'm thankful that God proved to a preacher. Because there comes a point in time that you preach one thing, but you wonder in your mind, Will it work? Is it really powerful? Is it as powerful as I preach about? But when the rubber meets the road and you're looking face to face with that devil and you call on the name of Jesus and that demon screams, ah! That demon screams and begin to slam at the mouth. Oh, and Jesus says, why do you call that name? Why do you keep calling that name? I said, because there's all power in that name. And I belong to Him. And I can call on that name. And He will bring all glory to me. Lucifer, that spirit began to laugh a hideous laugh and said, I'll have all of you anyway by 1998 because the microchip will be injected by then. And I will have all of you then. I said, you will not. And that voice said, you're scared of me. I said, no, you're scared of me. She said, you won't look at me. I said, I am looking at you. You're afraid to look at me. In Jesus' name, come out. Come out in Jesus' name now. That spirit began to tear. And I promise you before the Lord, her eyes were black as coal with a red slit in her eye. All of a sudden, she began to tear and pull and scream. And that voice said, I'll kill her before I leave. I'll kill her before I go out. She began to try to claw herself and bite herself. But all of a sudden, I said, in Jesus' name, be gone. And that when it tore, she stood to her feet. And all of a sudden, her eyes, instead of dark, as cold was as blue as the blue sky. And she stood and backed against the altar and said, look at her. They're as tall as the ceiling. They're beautiful. They have long swords in their hand. They're everywhere. They're all over this place. They're here. They're all over this building. The angels. Hallelujah. The angel of the Most High God. The Bible said that they're ministering spirits unto them that shall be. It didn't say to them that are heirs. It said to them that shall be. Come on. And a lot of folks is going to be. And God said, I've got some power. And I've got some authority. And I've got some glory that the world doesn't know about. I'm just waiting. I'm waiting to give my church that kind of power. Position in the physical kingdom on earth is going to be determined by how we exercise rulership and kingship in the spiritual kingdom here. No, you didn't catch that. There's some of you still somewhere else. Hey, man, I want you to listen to Mark 13 and 34. Mark 13 and verse 34. I'm going to say it again. Our position in the physical kingdom is going to determine how we exercise rulership and kingship in the spiritual kingdom. Here's what the word said. Read.
For the Son of Man.
For the Son of Man.
Is as a man taking a far journey.
As a man taking a far journey.
Who left his house.
He left his house.
And gave authority. To his servants.
And gave authority to who?
His servants.
He left his house and gave authority to his
servants.
Oh, when I read that, I said, oh Lord, he went away. But guess what? He left authority to us. We are the servants of the Most High God. And he left us with authority. I said right now, you've got authority. You don't have to take crack cocaine. You don't have to smoke cigarettes. You don't have to get snuff. You don't have to drink whiskey. You don't have to go to the barroom. I said, my God has given you authority. I said, he's given you authority. I got to hurry, but my God, this has eaten me up alive. I'm telling you, hey, some of you need to grab a hold of authority tonight and put that devil behind you. Going to prosper. I feel like having revival in the house tonight. I believe it's about time that we take authority of the powers of hell. Read Luke 12. I got to hurry. I'm just a kickoff man. Hey, man, I'm just just a forerunner. Thank God, Jesus is coming. I'm just a forerunner. Brother Rex is coming, praise God. Read, Brad.
And the Lord said.
And the Lord said.
Who then is that faithful and wise?
Who then is that faithful and wise, sir?
Whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household.
His Lord is going to make ruler over his household.
To give them their portion of meat in due season.
When is the due season?
Yeah.
Now.
Now.
Right.
You won't be any younger. There won't be any more God. There's no better time. He's going to give you your meat in due season. Woo! The time to be happy is. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said the time to be happy is now. The place to be happy is. The way to be happy is reach over and lay your hand on somebody and say, I pray for you in Jesus' name right now. My God, help us. He's going to give you meat in due season. Living in the last of the last day. Preach.
Blessed is that servant.
Blessed is that servant.
Whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
Oh, no. When the Lord comes, he's going to find you sitting back there sucking your thumb, moaning and having a pity party.
No.
Saying, woe is me. I don't know why the devil hates me so bad. I don't know why the church folks talk about me. You're sitting back there just moaning and groaning and the same problem you had 3 years ago you still got. My God, help your soul. Hey, he said when he comes back, he's going to find that good servant. Do it.
Do so.
Hey, I'm about to say try.
Try.
I'm about to say try. God never asks nobody to be perfect. There are no perfect people. I like Jerry Holland, but he's not perfect. Brother Chester, as honorable and great as you are, you're not perfect. There's nobody perfect. All God ever asks anybody to do is just try. What if I go to that church? I got to do this and can't do that. And do no, you don't. This is not a cookie cutter. I'm going to tell you, all you got to do is to try. The Lord said, dude, if you could have put this to usury, put it in the bank and got some interest. I didn't ask you to do the impossible.
No.
All I ask you to do is to try.
Try. Mama. Somebody try it.
The first soul you save if you try will be your own. The first soul you lose if you don't try will be your own. All God ever asked anybody to do is quit moaning and singing the blues and get up and try. Praise God. You know what we're doing right here at Fire Comfort? Hey, we're tired of the devil. We're tired of lethargy. We're tired of doubt. We're tired of not seeing anything happen. We're going to try. Hallelujah. And he said, I want to find you doing. And that's what we're doing. Even this fire comfort brochure. I'm telling the devil, we're out here doing something. Hey, we didn't give up. We didn't cast in the towel. We're having revival. We believe God for it. We're doing, we're doing, we're doing. You go ahead and sit back there.
Well, I don't know about all that. I don't know about getting all that excited like that.
Well, I tell you who he's not coming back after. He's not coming back after people that's not doing. Know ye not that your body's a temple of the Holy Ghost? He said, I'm going to make you ruler of your house. Did you know your house is your vessel that you live with every day? And you're going to have to take charge over those spirits that torment your mind. You know what? You know what that devil said? Said there's open doors into your church. Well, that blew my socks off. I said, it is. I won't know about it. What are they?
Oh, I know this is going to make you mad. Oh, you don't want to hear it. She said, television. I'm stealing your children through animation. Tasmanian devils. I ain't talking about Bimbo. I ain't talking about Donald Duck. I'm not talking about Daffy. I'm talking about Power Rangers, she said. And pornographic literature. That's hid under your bed that nobody knows about. That the hell can walk into your house when God said, I want to make you ruler of your house. He said, when I come back, I want to find you. Do it! Hey, I haven't got to the punchline yet. Read verse 44. Verse 44 is going to capture all of this. Hallelujah. Hey, guess what? You think God's going to give you a little corner of glory, like just a little house in the corner of glory, and it's not Bible, never read in the book. Read it. Verse 44.
Of a truth I say unto you.
That
he will make him ruler over all that he has.
He will make him ruler over everything he's got.
Everything he's got.
Woo! Hallelujah. Healing. Anybody need a healing tonight? Come on. Anybody need a miracle tonight? Anybody need a financial blessing tonight? Come on, I'm talking about everything. You just name it. Thank God you just name it. God said just name it. I'm going to make a ruler over everything. 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 Woo, come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, the Lord's ready to pour His Spirit out right here. I believe somebody can be healed right now while I'm preaching it. Somebody could be healed. Somebody could be filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody could be set free from depression. The devil is tormenting your mind. You ought to hit your feet right now and say, God, help me. Deliver me. Hey, Lord, I'm a king. I'm a child of yours. I've got power with you, Lord. My God, my God, my God. I'm going to tell you what's something. When I drove home the other Sunday night, and there was blood daubed all over my carport. Chicken blood. With a cow skull at my door. My dog that I raised from a little puppy. His name was Bear, a German Shepherd. Attacked my wife when she got out of the car. Oh, that don't happen. Read the book. Come on, read the book. Where'd they cast him out? In the animals. A young man got out and was headed to the house. He turned to attack him. And I got a call on my answer machine that said, this is a sign that it will all come to naught. I will destroy your church. And God gave me the scripture. You're the King of Kings. You're kings and priests. I have access to all he has. And I'm going to tell you what's happened since then. I baptized 4 adults, 3 brand new men Sunday. Let me tell you what happened. I believe we got the power to reverse the curse. Hey, we got the power to reverse the curse. What the devil said was going to happen to you, we can reverse the curse through the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. And God can let victory fall in this house. And the power of heaven has sweeped through this place. We've had 12 people get the Holy Ghost in the last 3 weeks. Hey, let me tell you, God's going to do it. But he's waiting on somebody to be about that doing. You ain't going to have revival without a battle. The text says it was a kingdom in transition. It was a kingdom that was vying, and it's a battle going on. A dungeon gathered great groups of people together. Amen. And they appointed him to be king. But God has a plan of anointing, not appointing. And it's not the appointed king I'm talking about. I'm talking about the anointed king. And brother, amen, I'm not talking about the appointed. It's appointed. The man wants to die. It's appointed. We've got a lot of appointments in this world. But what about the anointing? Hallelujah. It's the power of the anointing I'm preaching about. It's that anointing that's going to break the yoke.
I'm cutting it in half tonight, but I'm telling you right now, it's the Holy Ghost. It was God who spoke. It was the prophet that said, Bathsheba, somebody's got to intercede. We've got to have revival. Hey, there needs to be a binding together tonight at the very first service here. You ought to join hands with your neighbor and say, my God, we've got to intercede at the power of anointing. We'll take the throne in this place. Come on, bind together with somebody. We've got to bind together at the power of the anointing. We'll take the throne.
Receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And I am telling you that this spiritual warfare is not one with some newfangled thing. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. We need to put our combat boots on tonight. Hey, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. One of the men in my church that was in France said he found a combat boot with a white bone sticking out of it. A product of a landmine. And he looked at that thing long. He said, a tear run down his face. He said, I don't want to be a victim to that. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to find me a tank track. Because there's one thing for sure. Won't be no landmines in the tank track. He said, I want you to seek the old paths and the good way. And he said, I want you to walk in it. I want you to get behind, amen, that old path. Oh, his step's slow. His hair's gray. But I tell you what, you get in that tank track, there won't be no landmines there. I tell you what, you're going to find the devil in dry places. You're going to find him in dry places where it's easy walking out there. You're going to find him out in the dry places. Hey, but let me tell you what, it may be rough walking, brothers and sisters, but we need to find that way. Amen. And let God lead us in the way of his anointing. Raise your hands to heaven right now, would you? Come on, raise your hands to glory and let the power of God fall right now in Jesus' name.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. I know victory today.